Foundation. They left their fields to fire the shots heard round the world in Concord in 1776. Braved a frontier, reframing our nation. And worked the land, not just worked it, but nurtured it. Making sure that we as Americans would always have a safe and abundant food supply. Farmers are the men, women, and children who rise before dawn and work in the fields to provide food, the food that sustains us all. They're the families who fight fiercely for clean air and water. And they're the communities who struggle to pass this legacy on to the next generation. Farmers aren't just the ones who push the plows or sow the seeds. They're the ones who made us strong. We need them now more than ever. They're the ones we entrust with our future. They're the stewards of this great land we call home.
Was a dark, stormy night as the train rattled on. All the passengers had gone to bed, except a young man with a baby in his arms sat there with a bowed down head. The innocent one began crying just then, as though its poor heart would break. One angry man said, "Make that child stop its noise, for it's keeping all of us away."
WMFO Medford.
Well, I was born in a small town, and I live in a small town. Enough to say, look who's in the big town. My bed is in a small town. Oh, that's good enough for me. Well, I was born in a small town, and I can breathe in a small town.
You're listening to WMFO Medford. That is from Human Wheels from 1993, called To the River. It's the last track off of that album from 93. A few people are asking me why John Mellencamp today. I was actually putting together a regular show. I've been doing a lot of themes lately on time travel, but normally a regular show is I bounce around from the 60s to the 70s to now to back to the 40s and all over the place. That's what time travel is all about here. But I've been doing a lot of themes lately. John Mellencamp, I was listening to a song that I was throwing into the show for today, and I came across a video, and I'm going to play a piece of the video for you here, and I just thought it was so interesting that this guy should not actually be on this earth. John Mellencamp actually was saved very early on in life by a doctor, and they had a pretty amazing procedure. I'm going to play a piece of that for you now. But I also want to talk about my history with John Mellencamp. It's kind of funny. I'm looking at my music collection. I had a very voluminous collection, as I still do now, which is good because since I collected it then, I can play it for you now here on Time Travel with Chris Earle. I'm here every Wednesday night. And I'm looking through the collection. I'm like, gee, I got a lot of John Cougar Mellencamp and a lot of John Cougar and a lot of John Mellencamp. And I said to myself, wow, you know, I kind of like the guy. And I went and I saw him. The first time I saw him, I was at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It was the very inaugural concert from 1995. And he came on, he played ROCK in the USA and a few others, and he was great. I saw him with a couple of friends and my brother, and he played all the hits, and seen him a couple other times over the years. It's just a great, great showman and just really talented guy. And I thought, you know what? He's got some very phenomenal songs. He's got some great songs. He's very American. He's very Midwestern, but also very American. And he talks about all of us sometimes and just the struggles of life. And he sees things through a dark light, but comes out with some celebratory music out of it. Let me just play a little piece of that clip from a news item from a number of years ago. It's John Mellencamp. He meets the actual surgeon who saved his life when he was a young baby and he had spina bifida. Time Travel is here with you till 7 p.m. I thought this was really inspiring.
In the early 1950s, most babies born with spina bifida did not live long, but John Mellencamp survived after a pioneering operation. Last month, after more than 60 years, he finally met the doctor who saved him.
I am a
Troubled Man is the lead single of John Mellencamp's new album. His troubles started right at birth.
I am a troubled man.
But for most of his 62 years, the singer knew little about the surgery he had as a newborn.
I didn't even know I had the operation until some kid, I was about 9 or 10, said, "What's that big scar on the back of your neck?" And I went home and I asked my parents, they said, "Don't worry about it. You had an operation when you were born."
Last month, at the Riley Hospital for Children in Indianapolis, Mellencamp finally met Dr. Robert Heimberger, now 97, the neurosurgeon who performed the life-saving operation in 1951.
He remembered it because I was the first one they'd ever done.
Spina bifida is a birth defect that causes an opening of the spinal column that can sometimes allow the spinal cord to grow or extend outside of the body. The hospital still has the records of Mellencamp's surgery.
This is the back of your head.
Yeah, there's the crown of my head right there.
Including this image of nine-day-old John Mellencamp.
That's my ear, that's my neck, and that's my neck. So this thing was the size of a man's fist. You know, I'm 62 years old, and I just for the first time saw the growth of the back of my neck. And it was just like, why didn't you guys show this to me earlier?
Yeah.
Because I would have seen how lucky I am to even be here.
Yeah. Well, what was it like to see that for the first time?
It was like finding out that your parents weren't your parents.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it was really an epiphany moment for me, and you know, you just couldn't thank the guy enough. And
by rights, you should be dead.
Oh, sure, yeah.
In 1951, John Mellencamp was one of three babies at Riley with spina bifida.
They did three operations. One died on the table. Another girl lived. I think till she was 14, and then she died. And then me, so they basically cut my head off from here to here, laid it open, cut that thing off, and then put all the nerves into my spine.
Dr. Heimberger's highly risky procedure took 18 hours.
He charged my parents a dollar.
A dollar?
Yeah, they paid a dollar.
Because?
Well, because I was a guinea pig.
Does that change the way you see yourself in any way?
Yeah, it does.
The singer remembered walking down a New York street in the 1980s, the height of his success, when he was stopped by an older woman.
And she said, you know how many angels you have around you? And I went, what? She goes, you are covered with protection. Now looking back on her saying that, seeing what I've seen, maybe I believe it.
Well, a lot of songs in that, I would think.
Well, I think there's already been a lot of songs. I just didn't know.
Yeah.
I just didn't know, you know, where they were coming.
People up on the east side, people down the gravel road.
Mellencamp and the doctor who saved him 62 years ago sat together for about an hour last month.
And basically, we talked about faith.
Right.
And having, because I have very little faith in anything. He just kept grabbing my hand and saying, John, you need to find faith.
It's so lucky you got to see him.
I'm trying to take his advice to heart.
You are?
Yeah, try to find faith in something.
John.
hemisphere, and people are starving. They live right here, and they're tearing down walls in the name of peace, and they're killing each other in the Middle East. Yeah, we love and happiness have forgotten our names, and look at how you live. There's a price of oil, then a cent on miles. If you're a young couple today, forget buying a house. And we wage our wars in the neighborhood. And we kill the young to feed the old, and man, that ain't no good. But love and happiness have forgotten our names, and if the value left. Sell arms or you run dope. You got respect and you got hope. Let the rest of us die on your battlefields, with wounds that fester and bleed but never heal. And love and happiness have forgotten our names, and in the while you live. Once upon a time ago, I was where I was supposed to be. My vision was true and my heart was too. There was no end to what I could dream. I walk like a hero into the setting sun. Everyone called out my name. Death to me was just a mystery. I was too busy raising a cane. But nothing lasts forever. The best efforts don't always pay. Sometimes you get sick and you don't get better. That's when life is short, even in its longest day. Tend not to notice that everything has changed. The way that you look and the friends you once had. So you keep on acting the same. But deep down in your soul, you know you got no flame. Then which way to go?
short, even in its longest days. All I got here is a rearview mirror. Reflections of where I've been. So you tell yourself I'll be back up on top someday, but you know there's nothing waiting up there for you anyway. Nothing lasts forever, and your best efforts don't always pay. Sometimes you get sick and you don't get better. That's when life is short, even in its longest days. Life is short, even in its longest days.
Yeah.
You're listening to Time Travel on WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
Never wanted to be no pop singer. Never wanted to write no pop songs. Never had no weird hair to get my songs over. Never wanted to hang out after the show. A bitch taking. Now who want to look into his eyes? Wanna make a real good, bad, or indifferent. That's the way that I live and the way that I die. As a pop singer, right? Pop song, pop singer.
You're listening to WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts. It's all John Cougar Mellencamp today. John Mellencamp, or John Cougar. He started out as Johnny Cougar in the late 70s. He got himself a little record deal, and then he moved out to New York City and switched to John Cougar. He had a second album come out, and it was shelved. And then he had a couple more albums, became famous, and then his old producer put out the second album. And eventually he persisted, and over time he got rid of the John Cougar moniker and became John Cougar Mellencamp, and then just John Mellencamp, and now he's just John, just like Prince. Anyway, I'm here with you till 7 p.m. My name's Chris Searle. The show is Time Travel with Chris Searle. I should actually tell you about how I got into John Cougar Mellencamp. Remember the old BMG or Columbia disc? You buy 12. No, you get like 12 for a penny. Or it was like six for a penny. Anyway, anybody who's over 35 probably knows about this. But everybody under 35 is like, what is he talking about? In the television guide, the TV guide, and numerous other places, you used to be able to see all these records and cassettes and then compact discs before they were CDs. And before all the MP3s and the waves and MP4s and all that stuff now, you used to be able to send away 12 for a penny for Columbia or BMG, and you could pick your songs. And there was a certain amount of artists that were on BMG or Columbia that you could pick. But you always had to buy like three or four within like 3 or 4 years. And they were always like $20. Anyway, long story short, I used to pick my favorites, and I'd always throw in a Mellencamp album. I'd be like, yeah, I'll pick that one up. Lonesome Jubilee, why not? Scarecrow, okay. Whenever We Wanted. So all of a sudden, I'm looking at my CD collection. I'm like, geez, I got like all the John Cougar Mellencamp albums. I'm like, I must like them. That's my story. I'm sticking to it. But wasn't that video story amazing? I didn't even know that until recently with the spina bifida. And the guy should not be here. And I thought, what a way to to change up the time travel plan today, which was a regular show, and just do John Cougar Mellencamp till 7 p.m. And it's fun. He's got plenty of songs, and he's a great guy. You know, you got Prince dying, you got Glenn Frey dying, you got David Bowie. It's been a rough year for rock and roll. All these rock and rollers are getting older. Rock and roll pretty much doesn't exist anymore. It's pretty much gone. You're going to start seeing more and more people go. John Cougar Mellencamp, one of the best rock and rollers. He's American as they come. He's a political guy. He's a social guy. We love him. Let's celebrate the fact that he's here today. John Cougar Mellencamp till 7 p.m. here on Time Travel. And thanks for listening to your Freeform station. It is Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts. High atop Curtis Hall, 95 degrees out. I'm in the studio. It's about 94 here. The AC is pumping away, doing its job. And I'm going to do mine. I'm going to give you another Mellencamp song. How about the Rumble Seat? Do we play the Rumble Seat? Jeez, I don't even know what we played. I've been skipping around so much, I don't even know anymore. I don't think I played that. Did I play the Rumble Seat? Well, let's play the Rumble Seat. And then if we play it twice, it's twice as nice, and we can say we time traveled, because that's the name of the show. Time Travel, here till 7 p.m.
My hometown, I can barely get along. I feel sorry for myself. me names. I've been to London town on a supersonic plane. I was loving your wife while you were loving mine. And I'm glad to say I've enjoyed every day of the catastrophe of life. I've opened my belt to trouble every day. Looking for a fight, but you know I won't run away from the full catastrophe of catastrophe of life.
had a dream. Boy, it was a good one. So she chased after her dream with much desire. But when she got too close to her expectation, her dream burned up like paper and fire. Paper and fire, smoking up the alleyways. Who's to say the way a man should spend his day? Let it smolder like paper and fire. He wanted love with no involvement, so he chased the wind. That's all a silly life required. The days of vanity went on forever, and he saw his days burn up like paper and fire. Paper and fire, stinking up the ashtray. Paper and fire, smoking up the alleyways. Who's to say the way a man should spend his day? Across his green field, and his generation says it from afar. But we keep no check on our appetite.
WMFO Medford.
Well, I see you got your brand new leopard skin peeled by the tan. Yeah, I see you got your brand new leather skin, peeled by tan. You must tell me, honey, how your head feels like on something like that. Your brand new leather skin, peeled by tan. You look so pretty, honey, can I jump on sometime?
brand new leopard skin pillbox hat.
You're listening to WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
As you brush your shoes, you stand before your mirror, and you comb your hair, grab your coat and hat,
and you walk the streets trying to remember, yeah, all those wild nice breeze through your mind,
and everything looks so golden when you're walking down on the streets, and the wind catches your feet, sets you flying, crying. Ooh, wild night is calling. All the girls walk by dressed up for each other, and the boys do the boogie-woogie on the corner of the street,
and the people passing by just stare without wonder, yeah, and inside the jukebox roars just like thunder, and everything is so complete. You
See you guys next week. Thanks for listening to Time Travel. Coming up next, The Big Picture with Derek and Lisa. It's WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
Come on, baby, take a ride with me. I'm up from Indiana down to Tennessee. Everything is cool as could be in a peaceful world. Lay back the top and ride with me. I'm up from Indiana down to Tennessee. People know this world is a wreck. We're sick and tired of being politically correct. I see through it now, but I didn't at first. Hypocrites made a worship work. Looking down their noses, what people say. These are just words and words you give. It's what you do and not what you say. If you're not part of the future, take it out of the way. Come on, baby, take a ride with me. I'm up from Indiana down to Tennessee. Everything is cool as can be. It'll be to be done. It's what you do and not what you say. If you're not part of the future, then get out of the way. Come on, baby, take a ride with me. I'm up from Indiana down to Tennessee. Everything is